Wouldn't it be great if more of your fellow parishioners listened to Issues Etc.? Well, here's an easy way for you to publicize Issues Etc. at your church. Go to the support page of our website, issuesetc.org, and you'll find a short paragraph to include in your weekly church bulletin. Copy and paste the text for your church secretary or pastor to include each week in the Sunday bulletin. The bulletin blurb is updated weekly, issuesetc.org. Stay connected, issuesetc.org.
People inside the churches, their stories were very much the same. They had gotten a lot out of this religion, and they felt a lot of adherence to it. The people who had left also had kind of a common story. First of all, they hadn't gotten what they had expected from Scientology.
What did they expect?
Well, Scientology promises to take you to a higher level, a spiritual level, and also a higher intellectual level, be able to control your career, to have enhanced powers, to not get sick, for instance, and things like that. And people began to realize that those things weren't really materializing in their life.
That's Lawrence Wright of the New Yorker magazine talking to Matt Lauer of NBC's Today Show about an alleged FBI investigation into the Church of Scientology. Of course, stories and rumors swirl around Scientology all the time, partly because of its celebrity status when you have people like Tom Cruise and others who make it famous. But there are questions. Some of the allegations about even abuse on the part of the church's leader. Craig Hawkins will join us here for the first few minutes of this hour of Issues Etc. to talk about this investigative story by The New Yorker into the Church of Scientology. Greetings and welcome to Issues Etc. I'm Todd Wilkin. Thanks for tuning us in. After our conversation with Craig, Dr. Alvin Schmidt will join us. We'll find out what the Muslim Brotherhood is and isn't. It's operating not only in Egypt, but in many other parts of the world. Then we continue our series on women in the Bible. Today we'll talk about Huldah. I know you may not have heard about her, but she is the one and only Old Testament prophetess. Dr. Andrew Steinman will be our guest. It's Monday afternoon, February the 7th. We're coming to you live. Our call-in number, 1-877-623-MYIE, 877-623-6943. Our in-studio email address, talkback@issuesetc.org. Our Twitter address, @issuesetc, or visit our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc. Craig Hawkins is founder of AIM, Apologetics Information Ministry, and the former co-host of the Bible Answer Man radio program. Craig, welcome back.
Thanks, Todd. Great to be with you.
Given what you know about Scientology, does it surprise you that there is an alleged FBI investigation into the church and some of the things that are happening within it?
No, Todd, not at all. Not at all. They're kind of infamous for this type of thing. The FBI has investigated them previously, for example, in the 60s and so forth. The one-time wife of L. Ron Hubbard was actually arrested for breaking in, I believe it was an IRS office. I mean, there's just a number of things. So whether or not this is true or not, you know, is certainly, I'm not that well aware of. I mean, I'm not in contact with the FBI, but I wouldn't be surprised. And I also, knowing the litigious nature of Scientology, I have to believe the New Yorker was pretty confident in their sources, or they wouldn't have gone out on a limb, because Scientology is known to sue people who disagree with them.
There, some of the sources for this story, according to the reporter, Lawrence Wright, are people who, what shall we say, disaffected or disenfranchised former members of Scientology who are disappointed for a number of reasons, but they're coming out with leaving the church with certain allegations about its leaders and the leadership. That's one of the things you don't see if you watch the official line coming from Scientology, is the track record of, what shall we call it, people burnt out on it, or Scientology's failures. Talk about those.
Well, indeed, there's at least two sides of this. Ones are so-called apostates, people who've come out. It was like Paul Haggis, for example. There was another high-profile Hollywood type just a year or two ago as well, who came out, and that's certainly what's one issue, and we can talk about that. The other issue is the allegation of abuses even within the organization, which is the other concern, not just people who leave. I think of, for example, well, there's several tracks we can look at here. The idea of what's called the suppressive, for example, which is their term for anybody they deem hostile to Scientology. I think of the case of Paulette Cooper, who had written an article that was not flattering to Scientology, and they actually stole some of her stationery and had made bomb threats trying to copy her handwriting, and this was actually came out finally. There was a book by Lyle Stewart entitled L. Ron Hubbard, Man, Man, and Messiah, which had a lot of controversial data in it as well about some of his practices and oppressive practices against people actually involved in Scientology. So these charges, some of the people have actually gone to jail for things they've done in the name of Scientology, so we can debate that, whether that was proven or not. I think it's pretty reasonable to say that it was. The other issue is how they treat suppressives and now apostates. Todd, let me read something to you. This actually comes from what's called a HCO letter. This is now dated ways back. This is from September 1st, 1965. This is basically what's called the Hubbard Communications Office Policy Letters, and these were official documents that came from L. Ron Hubbard's office. And here's an example when it talks about dealing with people who they deem suppressives, and I quote, "We are not in the business of being good boys and good girls. We're in the business of going free and expanding the cause of Scientology. Nothing else is of interest to ethics." Now, in another letter, he goes on to say, this is from October 18th, 1967, he stated that, again, WOGs could be what they call fair game. A fair game is the idea that people can be lied about, they can be defamed, sued, and basically destroyed. In fact, the quote actually goes on to say, quote, "may be deprived of property or injured by any means by any Scientologist without any discipline of the Scientologist, may be tricked, sued, or lied to, or destroyed," end quote. So, Todd, with things like that in the official files, and these actually came out in light of an FBI investigation in the 60s, these documents were found. It's not surprising, I guess I should say.
One of the questions raised in the Today Show piece with the New Yorker reporter is, look, there are some very creative, very successful people who are strong adherents, sometimes decades-long adherents to Scientology. Tom Cruise is kind of the Scientologist of Scientologists, even within Scientology. He's their hero. And the question that Matt Lauer raised was, how can these otherwise intelligent, creative, and successful people be duped by this if the organization is what it appears to be? How do you respond to that?
Well, Todd, we could respond to that on a number of levels. Someone who's been around academia, both as a student and as a professor for over 20-some-odd years, intelligent people do some pretty dumb things. And just because you're intelligent doesn't mean you have, for example, because you might have a high IQ doesn't mean you have what we would refer to as a high emotional intelligence quota, if you will. And some people, everybody, we all have problems. We're all affected by sin, and we're all blind. Even Paul Haggis says, how could I have not seen this for 34 years? People historically and today get involved in all kinds of silly things. Your intelligence does not guarantee you're not going to get involved in something that's bizarre or unusual or what have you. There's no necessary correlation. Karl Popper, a well-known philosopher of science, once said, "Great men make great mistakes." And so, Tom Cruise is a human being like everybody else, and I also have to believe that, to be honest, celebrities of that stature get catered to. They're not treated like the normal rank-and-file Scientologists. The Scientology clearly understands, or whatever else, the publicity and the stature of these people and the mileage that can be derived from that. And so they're often treated with a special status, if you will. So, I mean, why should we be surprised? And by the way, look at, I don't mean to be disrespectful here or be insensitive, but you look at John Travolta, whose son died, last year or two. It appears that he might not have received the treatment that he should have received because basically he was diagnosed with one disease that Scientology does not recognize, and its official teachings, they do not recognize certain illnesses. He allegedly was diagnosed with an illness that they did not recognize and therefore did not receive the medical treatment he needed because Scientology denies that illness. They labeled it something else, and he didn't receive, it appears, proper medical attention.
Finally, then, with only about a minute and a half, how would you basically compare and contrast the teachings of the Church of Scientology with Orthodox Christianity? About a minute and a half, Craig.
Completely antithetical. Thanks, Todd. Scientology teaches salvation is through them alone. It is through their technology. L. Ron Hubbard believed that he was far, far superior to Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ, he said, in fact, one time was basically what they call barely a shade above clear or pre-clear. Salvation is through realizing your divine nature, that you're a theotid trapped in a body that was done to you over 75 million years ago. The belief in reincarnation and of salvation through your own enlightenment, your own knowledge and beliefs and practices, these are all antithetical to the historic gospel of salvation through the finished work of Jesus Christ and his work for us on the cross in our place. They're completely different. Scientology will tell you it's compatible with Christianity, but once you get underneath the veneer and you look at with any depth at all at their teachings, it's clearly completely juxtaposed to historic Orthodox Christianity and salvation through a personal relationship with Jesus Christ.
Folks, you'll find a link to Craig Hawkins and Apologetics Information Ministry under the Listen on Demand page at issuesetc.org. Craig Hawkins is founder of AIM, Apologetics Information Ministry, and former co-host of the Bible Answer Man radio program. Craig, thanks for being our guest.
Oh, Todd, my pleasure. Thank you.
When we come back, you've heard it in the news for weeks now. We're going on 13, 14, maybe 15 days of uprising in Egypt's capital, Cairo, and elsewhere. One of the players, the Muslim Brotherhood. What is this group within Egypt and outside Egypt? Is it a concern? President Obama was asked about the Muslim Brotherhood in a live interview right before the Super Bowl on Sunday. He said, well, there are some concerns when we come back from this break. Dr. Alvin Schmidt will join us. He's Professor Emeritus of Sociology at Illinois College and author of the book, The Great Divide, The Failure of Islam and the Triumph of the West. We'll talk about the Muslim Brotherhood. Then for the last half hour of the program on this Monday afternoon, February the 7th, another installment of our Women in the Bible series. We'll talk about Huldah. She's significant, even though you may not remember her name. She's significant because she is the only Old Testament prophetess. Dr. Andrew Steinman will be our guest. When we come back, the Muslim Brotherhood, Dr. Alvin Schmidt. Dr. John Warwick Montgomery on the 2011 International Academy of Apologetics, Evangelism, and Human Rights in Strasbourg, France.
The listeners to Issues Etc. already have had contact through the program with lecturers who will be in Strasbourg this next summer. Craig Parton, myself, Dr. Minuge, Angus Minuge, Adam Francisco, and these lecturers are people who have defended the faith, who know how to defend the faith, and who are marvelous communicators. And so, if a listener to this program wants to learn how to present the case for Christianity in a secular situation, the 2 weeks in the French Rhineland with us would be an absolutely ideal way to achieve this.
You can find out more about the International Academy of Apologetics, Evangelism, and Human Rights, July 5th through the 16th in Strasbourg, France, at apologeticsacademy.eu.
Defending the faith, teaching the truth. You're listening to Issues Etc.
Catechesis, God's way of teaching faith in Christ and love to the neighbor. The Concordia Catechetical Academy is dedicated to promoting Luther's small catechism and faithful Lutheran catechesis around the world. We are the publisher of the Lutheran Catechesis Series, catechetical materials for use with adults and children, in congregations and on the mission field, in families and in schools. Visit our website at peacesussex.org.
Would you like to support the worldwide outreach of Issues Etc. by making a regular, monthly, tax-deductible gift? We've made it easy for you to donate using automatic withdrawal. Simply fill out and mail the automatic billing authorization form under the donate page of our website, issuesetc.org. No more writing monthly checks or making monthly PayPal contributions. issuesetc.org. Click donate and fill out and mail the automatic withdrawal form. Thanks for your support.